The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills. At the moment, Rochester is at the typewriter while our little star is dictating.
Dear Claudette. It is with deep gratitude.
It is with deep gratitude.
That I express my appreciation.
Appreciation.
Rochester, wait a minute, hold it. Rochester. Let me see that. Oh, for heaven's sake. APQRVWYOQFJKZT. Rochester, don't you know how to spell appreciation?
Well, I was never sure whether it had one P or two P's.
For heaven's sake, appreciation has two P's. But if you weren't sure, why did you put in all those crazy letters?
Boss, if I spelled it with only one P, I'd look stupid.
So?
This way, they'll think there's something wrong with the typewriter.
What?
When I have to spell Albuquerque, I threw in a few numbers.
That I can believe. You must be murdering a Scrabble game. Now, let's get on with the thank you note. Let me see, where was I? It is with deep gratitude that I express my appreciation to you.
To you.
For thinking of me during this Christmas season.
For thinking of me during this Christmas season.
Sincerely yours, Jack Benny.
Sincerely yours, Jack Benny.
Well, that's the last one, eh, Rochester?
Yes, sir. We finally reached the bottom of the list.
You know, every year it's the same thing. I have to write thank you notes to all my friends.
Well, boss, when they buy their Christmas cards from you, that's the least you can do.
I guess so. Now, Rochester, get them in the mail as soon as you can and close a sample of my Easter selection. What are you laughing at?
Remember last year you sold cards commemorating August the 18th?
Yeah.
200 people bought cards before they found out that August the 18th was just August the 18th.
It's more than that. August the 18th happens to be Groundhog Day in Venezuela. Anyway, see that you get all those letters mailed, and I'll get the door, Rochester. You straighten up the desk.
Yes, sir.
Gee, Christmas has come and gone, and 5 more days will be New Year's. Another year will have gone by, and everybody else will be a year older.
Hello, Jack.
Well, Bob, come on in. Bob, I haven't seen you for a few days. Did you and your family have a nice Christmas?
Oh, we certainly did, Jack. It was really wonderful.
That's good. What'd you do?
Well, on Christmas Eve, we all sat around the tree, and at the stroke of 12, Santa Claus came down the chimney. He gave the cutest little doll to Malia and roller skates to Robert and Stephen, bicycle to Chris, and a beautiful coat to June. And I got 2 tickets on the 50-yard line for the Rose Bowl game.
Bob, you got 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game from Santa Claus?
For $40. He was doing a little scalping on the side.
Bob, something tells me you made up this whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, say, boss, I got all the envelopes sealed. And... Oh, hello, Mr. Crosby.
Hello there, Rochester. Hey, by the way, what'd Mr. Benny give you for Christmas?
Well, it's a long story. Last year for Christmas, Mr. Benny took a $10 bill and tore it in 2. Then he gave me one half and he kept the other half.
Well, what happened this Christmas?
We exchanged gifts.
I just did that for a gag. But, Bob, getting back to what you said about spending Christmas with the wife and kids, that's really the way to do it. You know, I'll never forget one Christmas when I was a kid. The ground was covered with snow, and as I looked out the window in the distance, I could see someone dressed in red. Suddenly, there came a patter of hoofbeats and a knock on the door.
Who was it, boss?
It was Santa Claus. And Rochester, you'll never guess what Santa Claus gave me.
What?
A violin.
That sweet old man did that?
By the way, Bob, not that I'm looking for gratitude, but you didn't mention anything about the gift I sent you.
Well, Jack, this is really embarrassing, but, well, with all my kids around, when I opened my Christmas packages, there was so much confusion that I got the cards all mixed up, and I don't know who gave me what.
Oh.
I received a ring with a blue sapphire and a diamond stick pin, a gold cigarette case, and platinum cufflinks, and a handkerchief. Now, Jack, which one of those gifts came from you?
Well...
Was it the ring with the blue sapphire?
No.
Well, was it the diamond stick pin?
Diamond stick pin? No, Bob.
Well, I know it wasn't the gold cigarette case.
Oh, yeah? If you're so smart, what makes you think I didn't give you the gold cigarette case?
Because on the inside was engraved, "Love to the father of my 5 children." Jack, there are only 2 things left, the platinum cufflinks and the handkerchief. Now, which one did you give me?
I'll get it.
No, you don't. I'll get it.
But, boss, I'm your butler.
I don't care. This is my house, and I can answer the door if I want to.
Yeah, but, Jack, you still haven't told me which
Excuse me, Bob. I have to answer the handkerchief. I mean the door. When will people learn that at Christmas time it's not the gift, it's the thought? Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Come on in. Hey, Bob, it's Dennis.
Hi, kid. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
I know. I didn't come home when you fellas did. I spent Christmas at the Palm Springs Biltmore.
Oh.
Say, that's really a beautiful hotel. I understand the rooms are great, too.
Yeah, and you should have seen the sunken bathtub. 60 feet long and 40 feet wide.
Dennis, that wasn't a bathtub. That was a swimming pool.
It was?
Certainly.
Oh, so that's why everyone else was wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, fine.
I had to go down 14 feet to get the soap.
Look, Dennis.
When I went down, the lifeguard jumped in and saved me.
Dennis.
I thought he was there to scrub my back.
Now cut that off! And Dennis, if you must come over here and open that silly mouth of yours, the least you can do is thank me for the Christmas present I sent you.
Gee, Mr. Benny, this is embarrassing, but while I was opening all my Christmas packages, I got the cards mixed up.
Gee, isn't that a coincidence? You and Bob had the same accident.
Well, mine wasn't an accident.
What?
I did it on purpose. I didn't want my mother to know you sent me a lousy handkerchief.
Wait a minute, Jack. Then you didn't give me the platinum cufflinks. You must have sent me
Bob, how can you be so rude talking while Dennis is getting ready to sing a song?
I am?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
What a fuss Bob makes about a present.
Very good, Dennis.
Well, I gotta be running along, Mr. Benny. I have to deliver a Christmas package.
A Christmas packet? But, Dennis, it's after Christmas.
I know. It's a locket for my girl, and I had to have her initials put on it. J.R.
J.R.?
Yeah, Jane Russell.
Jane Russell is your girlfriend? Dennis, for your information, Jane Russell is married to that famous football player, Bob Waterfield.
I found that out.
What?
When I went over to see her, he drop-kicked me 60 yards.
Well, I don't blame him. Were you hurt?
I would have been if Crazy Legs Hirsch hadn't caught me.
Dennis, go home, will you?
Look, magazine picked me for the All-American.
All-American what?
The censor took it out.
Dennis, please go home.
Okay.
What a silly kid.
Say, Jack, it's getting kind of late, hadn't you? And I better get down to TV City for your television show?
Hey, we haven't too much time, have we? Oh, Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
Rochester, get the car out of the garage, will you, please?
It's right out on the street.
What? You mean to say you left my car out in the street all night?
I tried it again, boss, but nobody took it.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Rochester. You mean you're actually trying to get somebody to steal Mr. Benny's car?
I'm even using Cadillac hubcap.
Wait a minute, Rochester. You mean that you're actually trying to get somebody to steal Mr. Benny's car?
I'm even using Cadillac hubcaps for decoys.
We'll get a joke over if we have to tell it 8 times. You can stop with the jokes and drive us down to the studio. Come on, Bob.
You know, Jack, I've never ridden in your car. Everybody tells me it's a rickety old... Hey, wait a minute. Your car is supposed to be a Maxwell, and on the side here it says Lincoln.
That's his autograph.
His autograph?
He was standing on the back seat when he made his Gettysburg address.
He was not. That's a sticker I got when I went through Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, come on, let's get in. Well, there's TV City. Rochester, pull into the parking lot.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to run in, Jack. See you later, huh?
Okay.
Well, Jack.
Oh, hello, Don. Hey, I didn't see you sitting in the car. We better get in the studio.
Yeah, just a few minutes, Jack. I'm waiting to hear a special program on the radio.
A special program?
Yes, Jack. It's commemorating the Wright brothers' first flight. It's transcribed, and the sportsman and I are on it. If I do say so myself, I did a beautiful job announcing it.
Well, Don, you don't have to convince me. After all, you did win several awards for being the best announcer.
I know, Jack, but I never felt I really deserved it until I made this transcription.
No kidding, Don. Well, that must be...
Shh, quiet, Jack, quiet. What's going on now?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, since this month of December marks the invention of the airplane by the Wright brothers, as a special tribute, the Sportsman Quartet will sing Come Josephine in My Flying Machine.
Don, that's not you talking.
And here to introduce the Sportsman Quartet is radio's foremost announcer, Don Wilson.
Take it, fellas.
Come Josephine in my flying machine, going up.
She is that all you say? Up. Take it, fellas?
I'll have more later.
Like a bird on
so,
a bean
what's so wonderful there. About that announcement?
Listen, Jack.
She goes
up, take up it. A little bit higher. Oh,
won a million awards.
The moon is on fire.
Come Josephine in my flying machine, going up. Take all it. On, goodbye.
And now for a new modern streamlined jet-propelled version of the same song.
Take it, fellas!
Don, you said that before.
But, Jack, it's not what I said. It's the way I said it.
How can you say take it? How many ways can you say that?
The sonic barrier, my fate is such a flyer. I guess I'd better marry her. We'll start to fly up so high in the sky. To the stars we'll go. Goodbye.
Don, to say that that program hired you just to say take it, fellas?
It was either me or Marlon Brando.
Well, they made a very wise choice. Now, come on, Don. Let's get in the studio. Hello, Mac.
Hello, Mr. Benny. You're doing another show today, huh?
That's right. Any mail from my fans?
Yeah, those two big sacks standing against the wall.
Hey, those are really big sacks. It'll take me a long time to read that.
That you don't read. You just spread it on your lawn.
What?
That pitchfork ain't no letter opener.
Oh, well. I shouldn't complain. Bob Hope gets nice letters, but his lawn looks lousy. See you later, Mac.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I almost forgot that was a long-distance phone call for you from your sponsor.
A call from my sponsor? From New York?
That's right.
Well, thanks for telling me. I wonder what my sponsor wanted. Maybe he wants to... No, he wouldn't just call me on the phone to cancel my contract. He's too nice a fella. He'd at least send me a singing telegram. I better go in my dressing room, call New York, and find out what he wants. I better call him right now.
Oh, Mabel, what is it, Gertrude? Mr. Benny's line is flashing.
Yeah, I wonder what from here to security wants now.
I'll plug in and find out. Yes, Mr. Benny?
Gertrude, will you please get me my sponsor, Mr. Lewis, in New York? His number
is... I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, but there's a new ruling. We're not allowed to place any long-distance calls on CBS phones.
Oh.
Gertrude, why did you pull the plug out so fast?
I can't stand to hear an old man cry.
Well, he is emotional. Once he took me out, and when it was time to say goodnight, he puckered up and Gertrude, his lips quivered so much, I made him kiss me on the shoulder.
Why on the shoulder?
I got rheumatism. I needed the massage.
Well, ain't he therapeutic? Yes. Yes, Mr. Benny.
Look, Gertrude, I've got to talk to my sponsor in New York, so will you please let this long-distance call go through?
I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, but rules are rules. If you want to make a long-distance call, you'll have to use the payphone in the corridor.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me talk to Mabel.
Okay. Mabel, Quiverlips wants to talk to
you. Okay. Hello?
Look, Mabel, be a nice girl and put my call through to New York.
I'm sorry, but I can't break the rules either.
You can't, eh? Well, let me tell you something, Mabel. We're through. I'll never kiss you again.
Cares, I bought a vibrator.
What? Mabel! Mabel! How do you like that? She cut me off. Yes?
Oh, say, Jack, we'd like to rehearse the opening of the show. Can you come out on stage?
I'll be there in a few minutes,
okay.
Don. How do you like those operators refusing to put my call through? My sponsor wouldn't have tried to reach me if it weren't important. Well, I'll just have to use the payphone. Oh, good. There's no one in the phone booth. Let's see. What's long distance? Oh, yeah.
Long distance?
Oh, operator, I'd like to place a call to New York. I'd like to talk to Mr. William Lewis at 385 Madison Avenue.
Mr. William Lewis, 385 Madison Avenue, New York. Who's calling, please?
Mr. Benny.
Benny, is that B as in boy?
Thank you.
One moment, please.
It was nice talking to an operator who isn't fresh or anything. Da-da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum. Da-dum, da-dee-da-da-dum.
I have Mr. Lewis in New York, Mr. Benny.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Lewis?
Not so fast.
What?
Deposit $3.75, please.
$3.75?
That's 15 quarters.
I know what it is.
We'll start dropping them in, kid.
Hmm. 15 quarters.
One more, please. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. And Opry, I didn't think you were funny blowing that bugle.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Lewis. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, hello, Jack. I'm glad you called back. I've been very anxious to get in touch with you.
Look, Mr. Lewis, if there's anything wrong with the program, I'll be glad to fix it.
Jack...
I've always been conscientious, and nobody works harder than I do.
Jack...
If you look at my rating, you can see
Jack,
that I...
will you please let me talk?
Huh?
Jack, when I try to get in touch with you, all I wanted to do was wish you a Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year? That's all you wanted to say to me?
Well, that's the least I could do to show my appreciation for that Christmas present you sent me. That's the most beautiful gold wristwatch I ever saw.
Gold wristwatch?
Yeah, and please thank Don Wilson for the handkerchief he sent.
Mr. Lewis, when you opened your Christmas presents, did you get the cards mixed up?
Yes, I did, but I managed to get them back in the right places again. How did you know?
Oh, with all the excitement, you know, it happens to everybody. Well, goodbye, Mr. Lewis.
Goodbye, Jack. Thanks again.
Jack.
Oh, here I am, Don.
Jack, you're wanted on stage.
Okay, Don. I was just talking to our sponsor, Mr. Lewis.
Our sponsor? Oh, Jack, did he mention anything about receiving a gold wristwatch?
Yes, he did, Don. It was just what he wanted.
Oh, good. Then it worked out just fine.
It sure did. Come on, Don. Let's get on the stage.
Jack will be back in just a moment, but first...
Ladies and gentlemen, and on behalf of my sponsor, Cass, and my entire staff, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny Program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.